Who wants to be on the show? Anybody want to be on the show? Who wants to be on the show? Got a dog here and a dog there. Neither one of them throw a snore. Anyway, because it's late. It ain't 5 a.m. But this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. I just wanted to get in, say hi to everyone. It is late on a Monday. Topics, come on. Calendar items. I was doing some exercises, and some of the exercises generated some ideas for this week. So I wanted to get them in and share them with all, and definitely later be on a podcast. So if you can't watch the video, we have podcasts. They're everywhere. The topic today is filling up your calendar. It's a bad habit. It's a bad thing to do, and I'm going to talk about why it is. Some will argue why it's good, and some will argue why it's bad. Some say it's a technique for saving time for themselves, but I'm going to talk about that a little bit too. So, with that, this is our 725th episode of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and we talk about Agile Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours, get home to family and friends, and have a little fun in the office and have some fun at home. This is the kind of things we're going to talk about. So today, what does setting up the calendar have to do with it? Well, it's about being able to have value and get the most value for yourself and for your company and for your customers and for your teammates, right? So why am I bringing this up? So many people I see will like reserve, in some high-level manners, like reserve big chunks of time, hours upon hours, to do work they have to do in the office. And I came to the conclusion, came to that conclusion that I don't think that's the most valuable thing of your time. The idea behind core working time is that you're with other people that you can discuss and have conversations with. It's not necessarily about you working on your computer by yourself, typing away and getting the touching the keyboard and getting that all done. There is something to that. Like if you're a developer and that's what you got to do, then yeah, a big chunk of your time is doing that activity, and reserving that time is very important. I'm going to take a different take. So I agree with you, reserving that time is good. But however, and maybe we'll talk about that too, by reserving that time, you are minimizing the opportunity for someone to connect with you and share some thoughts with you because they think you're really busy. So there is a negative to that where you're setting up for something that may be really valuable that would come across your desk that you're not getting because you put on your calendar that you're busy. Why do we do that? Now here goes why. Here's my theory on why people do it. You're scared freaking to death to tell people no, right? The reason why we fill that time in is so that you don't have to have that conflict with another person, debate what has more value, your time to type on the computer or your time to sit in their meeting or have a discussion with them. That's why I think we do it. We do it because we're freaking to death to talk to other people and say, yeah, then that time's not going to work. Like I had a discussion today, and this is kind of what's drawing it. Discussion with another Agile coach, talking about times. They gave him some time. He kept not reading the time right, but the times he was giving me weren't working for me because I already had a meeting that I thought was more about higher priority and what I needed to do. So I would offer an alternate time. And this kept me thinking about how everyone doesn't even allow that to happen. So I get triple booked a lot of times. And I will not go to things. I'll keep them in my calendar, but I'll reply back. I probably won't make it, but I'm going to keep it in my calendar in case it does free up time. And I can go and it does that. I don't have a problem with responding back to people. That time doesn't work. How about another time? It's actually part of my coaching agreement I have with people. When I coach, if the time is not good, you're open to rescheduling to another time that is convenient and open for discussion. So you're prepared to take on the information that is provided. Because that information may be key to getting something done quicker, faster, better. So you're not working crazy hours or may stop you from doing something that you really shouldn't. Well, you mean you're doing it, so I shouldn't do it, so I'm not going to do that, right? So now that freezes time to do something that brings value while my coworker is doing something else that I was thinking about doing. But by putting that calendar, you eliminate that conversation. So many people will send an email. I don't have a problem with telling people, no, that time doesn't work. How about another time, right? Or I don't think we need an hour. Can we make it a half hour and negotiate that time? And most of the time, people are very receptive to that opportunity to change and the flexibility. But the thing is, don't block your time off because people might go around you. Maybe the person can give you $1 million, but your time slot is full. Now, maybe, I hope, I wish you all $1 million ideas that will just drop on your desk and so you can do that. I do wish you all that. I hope it does. But theoretically, that could happen. But because your calendar's full, especially executive, I had one executive years ago, the person would fill up their day, like half days, whole days, with work they had to get done. But I'm like, you're an executive. Your job is to communicate with people during core hours. Your job is to interact with people to get things. Your job is not necessarily to do paperwork during core hours. And that'll be another discussion later. This whole debate in my mind about what really are core hours. And I'm rethinking that whole situation that doesn't apply to modern day thinking. And in fact, it's a waste of money and a waste of time. And it doesn't get you the values, but that's a whole nother story. We'll talk about that later. But again, putting time aside in your calendar, are you doing it because you really want to work on it? Are you doing it because you want to avoid other people filling up your calendar with stuff? Right? And we talked about the other day, the 1 hour daily scrum. I got to coach the teams and say, hey, no. Even then, you know, teams in the past, I'm like, no, it shouldn't be an hour. Just book in the calendar for 15 minutes. She physically book it for 15 minutes. If you need more time, then you talk more time because that has more value in the other meetings they don't need to go to. They can text the people, say, I can't make the meeting. I got to finish this up and we'll see. And tomorrow we'll talk about agendas. But you should book the time tightly and not like reserve time. If you need time, like I got another thing, we'll give something I'm doing. But you can always in the morning, if you want to reserve an hour to do work on a story and you really want to do it, you should really, before daily scrum, say, hey, I'm going to work on story XYZ today. And really reserve time, maybe write that in your calendar note, like time to work story XYZ in the calendar so you specifically concentrate on that story. That's how we get stuff done. It's not about putting general continuous bookings and calendars so people don't fill up our calendars. Because here's what a couple things are going to happen. People are going to realize that you're just putting those calendar night, those things in there just to say placeholders. Because sooner or later, oh, I just do that. Well, sooner or later, people are going to invade that block time set. So by having that, establishing that habit, they're going to start invading and tearing apart, and that's all going to fall apart one day. Two, they're not going to talk to you. They're going to think you're busy. Or you're in a meeting, and maybe they have some good, valuable information for you to get your job done quicker, faster, better. And if it's booked solid, you're not going to get that interaction. So there's a double negative on that. Sooner or later, they're going to not believe you anymore. So when you really have an important meeting, that they just, well, it's probably just another one of Greg's, he blocks time to do coding for a couple hours. Maybe that's what it is. So I'm just going to double book them on something because, you know, it is what it is. And I got some other people, so I'll just double book them, triple book them on his calendar. So don't put that in your calendar. So just going to summarize with that. Don't preset time in your calendar in a generic way. So every day it's like half days, full days to do your job. You should leave them open and you should be strong enough to say no to people. Like, no, that's not something I can do it. How about we do it Wednesday, or how about we do it Thursday, or how about we do it on Friday rather than tomorrow? Tomorrow, my plan was to do this. You have that engagement. They can tell you a little more about the topic. Maybe that topic has a little more priority than the story you wanted to work on, vice versa. But you got to have that communication. But by blocking that time off, you eliminate the opportunity to have that discussion and to establish what is really valuable for yourself, your team, your company, and everything else. So with that, I just want to share that with you. I'm going to do a couple other calendar things as we go through the week that I thought of and put them in smaller spots. Anyway, it's live. It's late. I'm exhausted. It's It's like 11:30 at night. I got to get up early at 5 a.m. work. These two that are sitting here, sound asleep, snoring away. And I wish you the best and happy scrumming. Please give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Let me know about what things you do in the calendars that help you save time or not do or prevent stuff. Ring the bell twice. And you all take care and enjoy and see you tomorrow. Bye.